That's right, and my guest today is none other than the legendary Dr. Death Steve Williams.
Now we want to know what's going on with you.
I got to tell you something. While we're on the radio, my daughter lives right there in Greenville, Mississippi. She just moved up there. Beautiful daughter with her husband. And they are just happy as can be, let me tell you.
Well, it's a wonderful community.
She's getting ready to go to that, ain't there a university up there, Delta?
Yeah, Mississippi Delta.
Yeah, I think she's getting ready to do some classes up there.
Wonderful, wonderful.
What a small world, Kyle.
Oh, yeah, you've got another friend from the Delta right here. His name's Kent Hull, played a little football.
Yeah, come on. Now you're going to show my age here, buddy. Now knock it off.
Well, Kent told me to tell you hi, and we need to get you to next time you come to town, and you're going to be coming to town in the month of February. I'm booking shows now for February, March, and April, and we're going to check your calendar. I know you're going to Japan quite often on a pretty hectic schedule back and forth over there. How's that Japan stuff coming? I mean, give me a little insight on, you got a big show coming up at the end of the month.
Well, no, buddy, that was last month, but we got one coming up in, January 28th, the Tokyo Dome. I just did a show in the Tokyo Dome 3 weeks ago. I wrestled Scott Nort, who wrestles for New Japan, and they combined both of the companies for the show. It was a sellout, 65,000 people. I beat Scott Nort. He's a big old boy. He weighs 340 pounds. I beat him with three side suplexes. The last one, when I picked him up, somehow he came down on the side of my ribs and broke my ribs. Now, I didn't know how many ribs. We went to the doctor the next day, and they said one rib. Now, the Japanese x-rays, you know, they're used to them little tiny guys, you know? They used this thick body like mine, and so I thought one rib was broken. Well, I got back home about 2 days after I got home, and went to Dr. Bundrick down here at the Bone and Joint Clinic. And I broke three ribs, and I had to go through a three-week tour with them, and I just wrapped myself up like a mummy, and I went out there, and I'll tell you what, buddy, and Al, they tell you you're the toughest man in professional wrestling, you're talking to him right now.
I believe it.
I don't care what anybody says, I'll go long as they keep me running.
I remember back in the old Mid-South days when you were coming through Greenville, you broke your hand. You had a cast on it.
Yes, sir.
You wrestled with that cast show after show, night after night, and that proved to me way back then that you were a contender.
Buddy, I had to wear that son of a gun when I got married. I broke it and got married the next week. It was unreal. We didn't know, you know what happened with how they broke my hand, so
mm-hmm.
I had to get married. That was unreal, but yeah, I'll tell you what, buddy, you know, the Japanese wrestling, I'll tell you what, a lot of people have heard a lot of rumors that All Japan was going to go down with the split with the 24 other guys who went to Noah, that's Misawa's company. Well, you know, Mrs. Baba, you know, the wife of Mr. Baba is very wealthy. She's been through the ups and downs. She knows the business 28 years now.
Mm-hmm.
No, 29 years. So she knows the losses and the gains. So she can deal with it, and she's a multi-millionaire, right?
She's got the pocketbook.
Sure, but she knows the losses. She knows she's going to have them, and then she builds it on a bigger, like the big towns, they draw bigger houses, right?
Right.
But I'm just shooting straight from, you know, the dock, man. I don't pull no punches. I'm telling you that All Japan is here forever.
Oh, yeah. It's the power to be.
It's just blooming right now.
And we're hearing that that through the grapevine, you and a few other people are looking at some of our stars, and one of them in particular, the Jagged Edge.
Yeah, we're looking at him to come over there in January, that New Year's tour, you know, and see if we can stretch him, you know, and put him in the right direction, maybe into a pretzel.
Now, I tell you, when you talk about stretching, you're talking about wrestling. You're talking about getting in there, taking somebody like you did back in the old days. What we've got going on around here, Dr. Depp, is, I brought you in. You came in back in May, and I've kind of lost a step or two in that Greenville area. Some outlaws came in right behind me, started running. One of them went and bought him a belt. That night that he came back into Greenville, he had a big crowd because they came in on our short tails, and they had a big crowd. He got in the ring the first night he ever had a match. He called himself a tape fist champion. He put the belt on himself that night.
Gosh.
Now, what does that do to a town, a territory?
Kills it.
It kills the fans?
I'll tell you what, it kills it, you know. You know this this Mid-South territory, buddy, it's been built on, good guys and bad guys. You know, and I know it's been exposed or whatever you've had, but I'll tell you what, this Mid-South is starving for such good wrestlers, and there's still technicians out there like Axel, Jim Duggan, you know, Butch Reed. I mean,
people that don't quit.
Exactly. I'll tell you what, buddy, I'm gonna sum it right up here, brother. You know those boys working in WWF and WCW? They remind me of the Hollywood stars who do stunts, because all they are, God bless, Owen Hart that passed away. I mean, they tried to make a wrestler do a stuntman's job, and look what happened.
I hear you.
You know, now they got
so far away from actual wrestling that it's pathetic.
It ain't wrestling now. I'm going to tell you, that's why I'm out of there. You know, everybody wants to know the story. Well, I'll give you the story that I'm glad everything went the way it did. You know, I lost a lot of money because Jim Raw, JR, screwed me. But after everything, all the smoke cleared, I'll tell you what, I feel a lot better because I'm not up there standing on top of the rope, flipping off the world, or having to drink a beer, or have to grab my jewels.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, my wrestling, and everybody knows all over the world, I do all my talking in the ring. They didn't give me a chance to speak, so they wanted to use Jim Ross to be like a manager. Well, they never gave me a chance. Well, we all know that Dr. Death would have walked all over Stone Cold Steve Austin. I watched Stone Cold grow up. Now, let me tell you, I had him for a partner, and he lost the belts when we were WCW Tag Team Champions. So that tells you a lot about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, I tell you what, buddy, my wrestling is, let's not do all the talking on the doggone mic. Let's get in the ring and hook it up like the good old days.
Okay, Mr. Huggins, Dr. Depp, we got a couple of minutes here. You want to wrap it up for us?
Yes, sir. And I want everybody to know that we do have a show coming the 11th. That's in Batesville, Mississippi. It's free to the public. It's at the Unclaimed Furniture Outlet Store. Y'all be sure, it's bell time, 1:00. Y'all come there and get in line early so you can meet the Boogie Woogie Man, Handsome Jimmy Valiant. We're bringing the tradition back to Mississippi. We're booking shows now for February, March, April. The spring is just going to be wide open for Mississippi. We're going to shut these outlaw wrestling companies down. They have no place using untrained wrestlers. This man right here could take 8 untrained wrestlers on all at one time, and he would mop the floor with them. They don't want no part of real wrestling, and that's what Dr. Death Steve Williams stands for. Mid-South Wrestling, Extreme Mid-South Wrestling, stands for tradition. I'm bringing it back like Bill Watts had it going. Bill Watts is coaching me in one ear. I've got quite a few other people coaching me in the other ear. Steve's going to be working with me, helping me. The boys that we're training, like Jagged Edge, they're coming online. Michael Darkhart, That's the fellow you faced in Greenwood. And,
oh, yeah.
You'll be seeing him again.
It's going to be an earthquake in doggone Greenwood.
All right, Al.
Okay, y'all have a good one.
Hey, Al, I got to say something, man.
Okay.
You talk too much. I was waiting for you to ask me something, man.
All right, Dr. Devlin.
Hey, buddy, it was good to be on your station, yes, man. I appreciate it. And like Buddy just said, he's starting to bring wrestling back, and all I got to say is like the old game host says, come on down.
Okay. Well, it's a pleasure talking with you on this evening.
God bless you,
and
man.
God bless you, too.
Okay, that's our Mr. Buddy Huggins. Of course, he's the promoter for Extreme Mid-South Wrestling, along with the legendary Dr. Steve Def Williams. Of course, great interview, too. At 6:20 at the City Ray Down, 20 minutes on the downside of 6. You're inside the Budweiser Bud Light Blues Cruise. More blues is on the way. Keep it right here. G&L, G&G.
Frankie, get out your spatula.
Yeah, I lost mine.
Come on, we're having a barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's going to be there.
Who's everyone? Me and you?
No, all our old friends.
Mm-hmm.
The Frogs, the Ferret, and his cousin, One-Eyed Tony.
What a nightmare.
I thought we'd play all the traditional outdoor games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like slap the frogs until they sing silly.
Yeah, that's a great game.
Yeah, and then let's throw the ferret on the grill for prize.
Will we stop it?
Frankie, it's going to be great.
Right.
We'll get a case of Budweiser long necks.
Mm-hmm.
Cook up some Louie dogs.
Right.
Reminisce about old times.
Hey, Louie, the old times stank.
They did?
Yeah, you tried to bump off the frogs.
No, that
right?
was TV drama.
And then you showed nude photos of the ferret on national television.
Yeah, but now we can laugh about it.
Yeah, well, you
know?
Can, maybe. I mean, but the frogs are in therapy.
Oh.
The ferret has been disowned by his family.
Oh.
I mean, don't think they'll find it funny.
I had no idea. I remember it warmly.
Well, did anyone respond to your invitation?
Yes. In fact, the frog responded.
Yeah, what did he say?
Well, he said...
No, go figure.
But I took that as a yes.
Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's the Budweiser WGNL G&G Blues Cruise. Monday through Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. The best blues in the Delta on 104.3 WGNL. The all-new 106.3 WGNG. Brought to you by Budweiser. That's the Budweiser WGNL G&G Blues Cruise. That's Monday through Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. Only on 104.3 WGNL. And the all-new 106.3 WGNG. That's the Budweiser Blues Cruise.